I can finally clap because back, I got a bitches. New mic stand.
Welcome back to the CSS podcast.
What? Oh, what do we do?
Talk. Sing song.
Is there a need to clap? Why don't clap? That's the whole point.
I thought we just had to talk cock sing song.
I thought we got disconnected, yeah. Oh. Anyway, I got a new audio interface. Does that change my accent? I don't know.
No, it still sounds the same from my headphones, man.
No, you need to change your headphone, in that case.
You buy for me.
Okay. Money don't drop from the sky.
And this episode is sponsored by Sir Cao Sui. Get your
Sir Cao Sui.
Like getting a sponsor right now.
You don't even have Sir Cao Sui with you right now on your table, I bet.
Yeah, I actually have coffee only. Hey, it's coffee, man. I need coffee.
Coffee meets bagels.
Yeah, it's what? Okay, so anyways, we are on the... is this the last episode of the first season or the first episode of the second season? Shit.
Hey, we never decide that, yeah. Anyway, we should have think of this before we press the record button. I think it's too late, Eddie, man. So
yeah, it's too late.
We will decide when we upload.
Yep, so... anyways, either whether it's the last episode of the first season or the first episode of the last season, the second season. Now I'm confused. What?
First episode of the second season, you mean?
So anyways, today is the 31st. Or what would be the 31st when we upload?
Ooh. And
today we are looking back at 2020.
That means yes. You got very good eyesight.
Very what?
Good eyesight.
2020 vision. Oh yeah, that's true.
Yeah, my opinion.
But anyways, today is looking back at 2020 and all the bad things and the good things and the whatever things that happened, kind of.
Ooh. Okay, you know what? Let's just start with the first thing.
So, like that only. Okay. So what's the first thing? So Hong far Kong from protest. What I remember, Hong Kong protester. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but we're not going to get into politics, so we're not going to talk much about these Hong Kong protests, but...
yeah, basically just telling you guys that there's a Hong Kong protest. Hey, when did it happen?
Wait, Hong Kong protest? No, it's been around for damn long already. I think it's like last year, if I'm not wrong, like Hong Kong protest.
Is it last December, right? Or November?
No. They've been protesting for damn long already, 2019 to 2020.
It's like it only got worse like towards the end also, right? Like towards, I think, 2020 January, is it?
Okay, 15 March 2019. There was a protest action that began with a sit-in at the government headquarters. So I think it started at 15 March, then it escalated from there. So yeah, Hong Kong protest is a big issue lah. It is.
Okay. And it's still going on, right? So
yes, but I think they say that because of the COVID, right, then it's kind of like mellow it down. But it will never be over lah until you know lah.
Yeah. I mean basically until shit goes well, which will never go well.
Of course. Look at who they are dealing with.
But other than that, what else happened? Australia bushfire.
Australia bushfire.
Why are we laughing?
Apparently they say this Australia bushfire is like, how big was it? Give me a moment.
That's what she said.
No. Fuck. Are you serious? Come on, man.
Shit, why am I laughing at a bushfire? That's fucked up.
Okay, this Australia fire, New South Wales, is a week, it's a week long emergency. High temperature, strong wind, forecast, evacuate about 4,000 people trapped by fire in neighbouring Victoria state. Oh, 18
shit, where
people...
do you see this here?
No, I just searched the Australia bushfire on the BBC or something. BBC.
It's not just one part, right? It's like many parts of Australia, right?
Oh, it's huge.
That's what she said. Walk right into that, man?
I think you can see like from above. How big was it? I can't remember. Stop.
Okay, stop, man.
Come on. It's a fire. It's like, damn.
Yeah, I mean, okay, it did kill like a lot of animals and like a lot of homes.
1,200 homes.
And speaking of natural disasters also, there's also the volcano eruption in Luzon. Is it Luzon? I think it's in Luzon. So apparently in the Philippines there was a volcanic eruption that happened in somewhere in the early 2020.
This one is first quarter before circuit break. Cause my colleague was just so happened to be in the Philippines during the eruption for a business trip.
Wait, so he was literally at like the airport?
He was there.
Or like
No. He was there at the volcano eruption. He got a picture of the like eruption. It's his like WhatsApp display pic.
Holy shit. Wait, so when it's erupting, he was there and he's like, I gotta take a picture, man.
Okay. He's not super near the volcano, lah. He's probably only affected by the earthquake and the thing that come after the eruption. But I think the most he described lah, it's like snowing, but it's like ashes.
So it's like ashes.
The air quality is very hard to breathe in. So they have to stay indoor. They can't go out.
How do you take the photo then?
No, it was afterwards, you know, where the after effect of the ashes, ma, then they had to stay indoor. When the thing erupt, I mean, like, how the hell do they know when it's going to erupt, right?
I don't know, man.
He got pictures that are quite cool there. I don't know whether he's still heavy or not.
Wait, so it's literally like, what, you mean like, it's like, is it a volcano with like lava flowing or is it just ash-like snow?
Ash-like
snow.
Yeah. I think his picture was just a... like saying there's like shit ton of ash in the sky, something like that. He was there during the volcano eruption. Then we are like, holy shit.
That's some messed up shit, man, if you think about it. It's like, you just went to your own... you went for a work overseas work trip and then suddenly that shit happens.
I think that's a bonus. I went overseas for my work. Then suddenly I get to witness a volcano eruption. I think that's a win for me, to be honest. That's like bonus, yeah. Like, who gonna believe you that... you went to Philippines for a business trip and then suddenly you were there at the volcano eruption. And then people are like, yeah, don't bullshit, man. Then you show them the picture. Then people are like, dude.
I mean, then again, whether it's natural disasters or not, so people just take picture of Nima. Okay, back to the list of things that happened other than that. So natural disasters, Hong Kong protests, COVID-19. Yes, the pandemic that destroyed us all, basically.
What? Destroy us all, still alive, yep. And kicking.
I mean, basically, it just I don't know, it's just one virus that literally turned over the whole world to its indoors, okay. You know.
Like, I think we keep that for last, because I think there's a lot of things to talk about the pandemic, because it greatly affected us.
Think about it, we were just at home most of the time.
I mean, people lose their job and companies start to adapt the work from home schedule. I think that's a big change, yeah.
Okay, we keep that for last. Then we look at the other things that happened so far.
Beirut!
Beirut explosion.
It's like, this whole year, first protest, fire, volcano eruption,
protest again, earthquake,
flooding, there's flooding in China,
landfall, oil leak, oil, there was an oil leak also.
Oil leak?
Yep. Anything else? Flooding, I think we mentioned most of the natural disasters.
Fire, again, at the US. But this time is due to human error. Was apparently like they're doing a gender review party and then I think they set up some probably like fireworks or something and then entire forest just caught on fire.
So I guess, yep. Wait, that isn't a natural disaster, that's man-made.
That's man-made, yeah. But it's still a fire though.
Still a fire regardless. So disaster, yeah. Either way.
I guess Australia crashing, have their fire. So they join in.
Airline crashing. Airline industry crashes. Global recession. Summer Olympics. We were supposed to have Olympics, man.
But because of COVID, it's gone, right?
Because COVID's gone, people dying. Murder hornets. Apparently, there were murder hornets in US. Like, what the hell? Anything else that we are forgetting? People dying. Black Panther dying. Kobe Bryant dying.
Little Richard dead.
Little Richard dying.
Yeah, sad.
Supreme Court Justice Lady dying also. Actually, they're all dead. They're not even dying. They're all dead. And anything else that really
basically lost a lot of good men and women this year.
Yeah.
You know, Kobe Bryant. But, well, Kobe Bryant's death was an accident, yeah. And, well, it's just unexpected, man. Like, not just him, you know.
It's him and his daughter, right?
And some of the other crew member in the helicopter, all of them died. So it's like, that one is really unexpected. Like, caught people off guard. That's life, man. 2020 just, I don't know, piece of shit.
Black Panther
maybe.
Is dead, man. Come on, Black Panther is dead. That's like, the most important shit also.
Due to cancer.
Yeah. You know, people are laughing at him, like, beforehand. I think there was a photo before his death. Like, he was very skinny. And then, like, a lot of commenters were, like, saying, like, what the hell happened to you, you know, that kind of thing. Yeah. So it's, like, very fucked up, like, you think about it.
No, but people don't know. Okay, so I mean, the internet don't know. He don't share his health condition to the whole world to know. Like, oh, I have cancer, and so I guess that's just how internet is, lah.
See, that's why I don't assume.
Yeah,
don't
but after assume. When they realize, what actually happened to him after he died, they are like, oh shit, accidental like asshole.
Accidental asshole.
Yeah, that's
how do you got an accidental asshole? Man, you just an asshole regardless.
I mean, they just accidentally laugh at someone with cancer.
Yeah, that's fucked up, straight up. You know what's a funny thing? I still remember that day, right? When I saw the post on Instagram, right? On his death, right? I legit thought it was like fakes, yeah. I swear, when I saw it, I was like, eh? This can't be real. This cannot be real. And then suddenly, like, everyone started posting. And then I'm like, fuck, he's really dead.
Yeah, after you go Wikipedia, right?
Yeah, he like, literal dates, yeah. Like, wow, fuck, yeah. This is too much, man.
Just one of the unfortunate event that happened in 2020, I guess. Like,
yep.
It's not surprising. There's many more to come, man.
Hey, you think about it, right? 2020 is the most happening year of our lives, you know?
Yeah, like, I know.
Straight up, compared to like, think about it, 2019 had nothing, kind of. Like, nothing really amazing. And 2020 just came in and then it's like, just F, just fuck with us, like, nobody business.
The pandemic. Oh, their prediction, man.
Like, what the hell, sir?
Why you mean what the hell? I mean, it's just part of life, I mean, like, honestly, as time goes by, there will be like another year, like 2020 or worse, that will happen in the future. So I don't think, I don't expect this to be the last.
No, remember the best thing is that the fact that when we talk about this back in, I think January or February, and then like, I think you shared a post, I think you shared to me about this, like 1918 had like some pandemic shit or plague.
Oh yeah, the year of
And then just nice, that's the best, like, just nice, 2020 just hit you hard, like what the fuck, yeah, straight up.
But, I mean, yeah, it's a pandemic, but it's not as bad as what they faced in the past because back then there's no strong medical background.
Yep.
But it's still bad regardless of, like, economy and basically your well-being. And then you start staying at home a lot more. You cannot travel. Some people go crazy. Mental health.
Yeah. We'll get to that later, but yeah, people go crazy.
Then Pakistan airline crashes.
People dying.
Prince Henry,
a lot of people dying.
And what? Murder, Hornet.
Prince
West
died.
Coast
oh, shit.
Fire.
Yeah, I forgot Prince died also, right?
Prince died? Who died?
Prince. Is it Prince or is it Prince?
No. It was Prince Harry and whoever that is. I didn't know. Announced they are stepping down from their duties. So
dude,
I think royalty is stepping down.
We don't even care what Britain happens. Yeah, it's like,
yeah, because of this pandemic, I think there's more serious issue. That's why people stop caring about like who stepped down and what. At least to us, lah.
Yeah.
Maybe to them it's a big deal. Who knows, man?
Yeah, that's the thing. We don't live in Britain. For those people that live in Britain that listen to us, do we even have Britain viewers?
Hey, Britain wasn't that the one that got the mutated COVID-19 one?
We'll get to that later, right?
Yeah, he should
like,
repeat
more shit
that
happening.
Itself.
Yeah. All in all, 2020 has been a very happening year. Totally happening, straight up. Yeah, so basically, I was trying to say, like, you look at other countries like US and the protests that they're doing also about the George Floyd one, Black Lives Matter. So it's like people getting their voices heard.
It all stands for a cause, lah, to be honest.
Yeah. But then again, it doesn't mean that it's good to protest. It doesn't mean that you should protest. But
of course,
people have a strong opinions, lah.
Yeah, but for Hong Kong case, I guess they got kind of no choice because it will greatly affect their future if they didn't do anything about it.
Yeah. But then again, we are not Hong Kong people, you know.
Of course, we are not Hong Kong people.
And if there's any Hong Kong people that wants to, you know, that wants to voice out your opinions as well, you can talk to us. I mean, like, we love to have an interview with a Hong Kong person. You know?
Why would they talk to us? It's not like we reach out to a lot of people.
Yeah, that's the thing. No, but that's the thing, you see. Like, if you reach out to them, we can learn more, you see. That's the whole point.
Yes, but okay, the world is in a pickle this year. So, not just Hong Kong, US, Australia, Philippines, probably like other than the world because Beirut went to shit. So yeah, it's a pretty bad year. Or is it? Let's go talk about COVID.
Then again, you think about it, us in Singapore, right? What actually happened? Nothing much also, what? I think the February, March was the start of the circuit breaker, right?
A lot of things happen in the world, but it's like natural disaster and stuff. So COVID is the one that actually affect, like, I think everyone in the world. Everyone in the world that cares, or country that cares. And we just talk about COVID now, and we'll spend like 20 minutes probably on it.
It won't even be 20 minutes, man. It's just like straight up COVID. Like just...
Or five minutes. Easy, like, COVID happened, flu-like symptoms, swab test, circuit breaker, new wear mask. People are like, why you need to wear mask, man? Like, ooh. Then after that, it's like, oh, shit. You can spread without symptoms. Oh, no. And then it's deadly to elderly and people with weaker immune system. And now everyone is wearing masks like wearing underwear.
It's like a need now. It's an essential item.
Correct. But the only difference is that if you don't wear underwear, no one will look at you. If you don't wear masks, everyone will look at you. So that's a big difference.
Yeah.
No one know you don't wear underwear, but everyone know you don't wear masks.
Yeah, but it's going to feel uncomfortable, man.
I think eventually you just get used to it.
Do you know, honestly?
Yeah, or, I mean, if you don't, maybe get a better mask.
Oh, wait, I was actually meaning the underwear, like, for real.
Wait, what? Oh,
yeah, I was actually thinking about underwear. I was thinking about underwear. Do you get used to not wearing underwear? Like whatever.
I think it's fine, actually, not really. I mean, like, your balls feels very vulnerable. Because it's, like, jiggly. Then it's, like...
Sweaty and hot very, and sticky.
Yeah, it just feels very... Shit. We're not talking about underwear, we're talking about COVID.
Yeah, but still, I mean, I don't think we will not be wearing masks anytime soon. I think it's going to take at least, like, I don't know, 1-2 years maybe? So, it's like literally the new normal.
Expect it to be probably when everybody is vaccinated and then everything is under control. Probably will be 2022, then we maybe will stop wearing masks. But, however, as the year coming to an end, right... they realized that, yes, the COVID in UK has mutated to spread even faster to younger people now. So, which means if the COVID can mutate there, it can mutate here and anywhere else in the world. Mm-hmm. It may mutate differently or same. I don't know how, because I don't know how virus works.
Different strain, ma?
If it mutates there, mean it can mutate here. So... Currently, the vaccine just came out and then it mutated. So, I don't know, man. But they did say that the vaccine is still useful. So, I guess we will take it first and then we see how it is. Or maybe by the time it's our turn to take it, right? It mutates to a point that it's not effective anymore. Then after that, we have to suck down maybe another year of wearing masks and staying at home and not going overseas. And then airline is just like, come on, man.
Dude, I swear, someone is playing Plague Inc, man, straight up. Someone is playing the Plague Inc. Like, that person, right, is like just clicking on the countries and, like, you know, spreading shit. Someone is playing Plague Inc, man.
COVID affect us in a health way and, of course, economically. Like, people losing their job, the stock plunging.
Plunging? What's plunging? What kind of word is plunging? It's plunge.
Plunged. Plunged.
Plunged.
I don't know, man. The audio interface is supposed to fix my English, but I guess it doesn't work.
Yep,
or it just fix the voice.
Sound. Sound. Do you need to get a refund, man?
Plunged. And I don't know, man. I didn't lose my job this year. I guess I should be happy with what I have.
Yeah, maybe you should.
Or not.
So it's like, hey, I kind of lost my job. And then I got my job back. So, I guess it's a good thing for me.
Okay.
Yeah, I actually did lose my job because the place closed down and then I got my job back.
You lost your job temporarily. Yeah. And
for 6 months.
The restaurant closed down. Is it because of COVID or is it because of something else?
I don't know.
I mean, you won't know, right? I heard he's doing quite well, right?
Like most of the places I work, I always seem to close down for some reason. Why?
Uber.
Uber. It's not me, right? Is it me? Cannot be, yeah.
You never know.
Yeah.
You never know. You never know.
Okay, we take a look in Singapore. So, I remember March, because I lost my job in March, and then COVID, and then Circuit Breaker. I know Singapore Circuit Breaker was around March-ish. Where we kind of started also, right? When did we start also? Shit.
Think about March or April, right?
About March or April, right?
Yeah, if I'm not wrong.
Yeah.
Because I was working from home, I was like, whoa, cool. After I realized it's the most damn annoying things ever, honestly.
So it's like phase one, you know, so it's Circuit Breaker. And then after Circuit Breaker was phase one. And then after phase one was phase two.
Yeah, then phase three.
And then now phase three.
Like, yeah, yeah, it was phase three about
three, 4 days ago.
No, was yesterday. 28 December was the start of phase three.
No, we'll be uploading on 31st.
Oh. Dun, dun, dun.
Time to cut that part out.
It's still a few days ago, la, honestly speaking.
Yeah, so it's like 4 days, roughly about 4-3 days.
Yeah.
And nothing really changed. Honestly. Other than people going crazy.
Okay. I think it didn't affect us, like, in a lot of ways, because, like, maybe partly because we are young, and then losing a job is not that a big of a deal, honestly speaking, because we have no dependency. We got no one to take care of. In fact, if we lose our job, our parents can just take care of us. But however, for people that are like, because when I was doing my duty, I take Grab. So actually, there's a Grab driver that shared that they actually lost their job this year lah, and was of course due to COVID as one of the reason. So for them that usually have families and debt here and there, it's a bit hard to cope lah. That's why they come out to work as a Grab driver for the time being. Since that for now it's so hard to find a job, so I guess it really affects like family men, like really family men, someone that have responsibility, like unlike us. I mean, I can quit my job tomorrow and then I will still have food to eat for like one day maybe.
Yeah, no, you won't. You'll just be starving already from then.
debatable.
Yeah, but so I guess it really affects those with responsibilities, lor.
Yes.
People with a lot of responsibilities.
But honestly, it's how you look at it, lah. I mean, the COVID situation-wise, right, I think it's okay for me, lah. I mean, other than people dying, but it's, it makes you it makes you think.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, every year is the same routine. You go to the same job. Then at this year, right, I mean, losing your job is bad. Responsibility and stuff like that. But I think it's like a chance for you to actually change, you know. Like because you lose your job, people lose their job, they start to take up courses to improve themselves. So, like, people start learning again, you know, to be a better them. Maybe after the pandemic, then I mean, look in a brighter side, you may find better job than your current routine job that you may not even like. So there's a lot of things to like have a good outlook on it lah. Maybe some people learn to appreciate the job that they may not like because they get to keep it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they start to appreciate the little things. You work from home, you spend more time with your family. If you have a child, you spend more time with your child. You have a like stronger connection with your child. I mean, you work every day to like 6. And weekend, you're just too tired. You don't really have connection with your child, right? It's like, it slowly becomes stranger, la, I guess. I mean, work from home, you get more time. Spend more time with your family. Eat lunch together. You don't get to eat lunch with your family because of work on a Wednesday afternoon, right?
Tuesday afternoon.
Or Tuesday afternoon. I mean, you get to eat on a Sunday crowded afternoon or Saturday afternoon with your family, but it's crowded. Maybe you get to enjoy a bit. Have a lunch with your family on a Tuesday. Wednesday, you know, spend time with your child, talk to them, teach them how to cycle. That's something like family bonding. You learn to appreciate your family more and what you have.
I mean, in the end also, ultimately, right, it's how you see it. Right? Like, maybe you see it's a glass half full, but some people also choose to see it glass half empty. That's why you have, like, people complaining, you know, people, like, bitching about it everywhere. It's like, wow, COVID, fuck my job, I don't have a job, I don't have like, how to live?
Yeah, la, true. La. I mean, it sucks. Definitely, it sucks. But, I mean, it happens. You can't stop it from happening. But it really happens. So, it's just how you look at it, lo, I guess. I mean, losing, okay, for someone, because of COVID, they lose another person, like due to the disease, be it their grandparent or what. That sucks, but it's easier said than done to move on, but it's part of life, lah. It's really just how the process of your life is. It's unavoidable, man. Eventually.
I mean, in the end, it just forces change, lah. Like, this COVID, this pandemic, really, forced change to some people, lah. I mean, yeah. To those people that still have a job, it's okay for them, lah. I mean, to those people still living their life, it's okay. But yeah, to those that...
learn to appreciate.
Yeah, it forced change, lah. So, I guess, maybe that's how you see, lah. Maybe that's how some people can see also. Either glass half full, glass half empty, or it's just a glass.
Yeah, it's just a glass. I mean, for the first half of the year when this, back then it's called Wuhan virus started, right? I think a lot of people seems to blame China, lah. I mean, I honestly blame China for a lot of things, right? But except for this virus, I feel that it's not really, I mean, it's a virus, okay?
Yep.
I feel that if you don't get it this year, right, eventually this virus, as long as it exists, it will slowly mutate and then it will just come again, it will just come in a later year. So it's eventually stuff kind of thing. So I guess it's unavoidable. Can I say that? Maybe it's unavoidable. I mean, who knows, man?
I think it's more like, it's how, it's like, you will never know when it will come because we cannot assume that you will live your life or everyone is living their life peacefully, ma.
Yeah.
And it just happens that 2020 is just a day where, like, a year where it just decided to happen. Decided to happen, no?
Like, one day I do know that if 2020 didn't have these viruses, right, it may come in 2021, 2022, 2025, 2030.
2098, 2090, any of the years, right?
Yeah, any of the years. It's just virus. So it's like, it's part of life. Like the Black Death. You think they choose to have the Black Death? No, they don't.
If they had a choice, they won't.
Too bad they don't. So, they really have to suck thumb and literally die, man.
I don't know whether they can even suck their thumb, so they just like straight up die.
Yeah, you suck thumb, you die. And then back then, the America is like baseless. Not really baseless. It's like, you know, they are kind of like in the trial and error kind of stage. And then it's like, at least now our America progression is quite stable. It's like vaccine, it works or it don't, you know. If it don't, it will continue to develop till it works. There's no like, maybe if I let out blood, it will solve the issue. Maybe.
Let's just say that we are really lucky to be in a year where, like, you know, like we can still develop medicine compared to a year where shit just happens.
I mean, like, but in 100 years, 200 years later, they'll look at us as like, wow, lucky that we are in a year where vaccine can be made in one hour.
1 hour, wow, shit.
It's like new disease come, you go see a doctor, take your blood sample, they put it into a test, and then this machine just reverse engineer that virus and then just formulate out a vaccine or a cure for the disease. Maybe 200 years later, or maybe 500 years later, who knows? Then they'll look at us like, wow, can you imagine people have pandemic for a year? What? A year? A year or more. They are like, anything can be solved within an hour.
But that's for the future, man. That's not for us to decide.
So the big question is, will there still be corrupted government in the future? Wait,
how did that lead to from like COVID to corrupted government? What the fuck?
No, just asking question, man.
Like sudden jumps, yeah, like, wait, what?
It's like the guy sitting there doing nothing, and then suddenly you just point at that guy like, look at that guy. When will he learn? Like the inside guy like, wait, I thought you were talking about COVID. Why do I have to do with anything? It's like, when will he learn? Look at that guy sitting there. When will he learn? God damn it. Well, I guess that's 2020, yeah, summing up every
major BS shit happened so far.
Yeah, that happened in the world. Fire, volcano erupt, Beirut, goddamn explosion. In fact, it's like, apparently it's like, I mean, it's an explosion. It's a huge ass explosion. It's damn devastating. Of course,
literally looking back, it's like straight up, like, whoa, you know.
Okay, and on top of that, all this happened while COVID is still existing. Okay, so it's not one after another. So it's like basically, the foundation of this year is COVID. So it's like a base. The eruption and the fire and the Beirut explosion is like the salt and pepper, you know, but the base is still like COVID since that is, you know, the whole year, And everyone is affected by it.
Someone's playing the Plague Inc. game straight up. So yeah. It's like yeah. press on the country, China, then, spread to every country, spread. Natural disaster, press only.
And then they start in the, like, one of the world densest population somehow.
You know, like, seriously, man, this is like, yeah. it's either someone playing games or something else.
Then who's responsible for the natural disaster? Who's playing some other co-op game?
I don't know, man.
It's like press this. Like, what's this? Press. Boom.
It's like, maybe Philippine
volcano
aliens,
erupted.
And then there's the monolith shit. You know the monolith? The shiny monolith thing, you know? The pillar-looking thing.
I have no idea what's that.
You know, this pillar, this shiny pillar-looking thing that, like, suddenly, like, appear around the world.
What? I got no
dude,
idea.
Dude, since you don't know about that, dude, you really need to search,
I don't
know. Man.
Okay, what do you search for? Let me have on my call.
Dude, it's a monolith. Yeah, you know what? Anyways, yeah, so basically it's like this weird-ass thing that's like a mirror, but it's like a pillar. It's like a pillar, but it's a mirror that just happens to appear out of nowhere. Dude, people suspect it may be aliens, yeah, but it may not just be aliens.
Wait.
Or maybe it is.
Okay, how do you spell it?
M-O-N-O. L-I-T-H.
Oh, never mind. You know what? Just send me later. I want to see what you're talking about, man. So,
you've been living under rocks, yeah, straight up. You've been living under rocks, yeah, straight up.
Yeah. My room is made of rock. Okay, cement.
Fair enough.
Wait, continue your story, eh?
Yeah, so basically, it's just this monolith appearing around, like, parts of the world, and then it's like, people like wondering where the hell did this thing come from. What? And then like the world is suspecting, is it aliens? Is it people? Is it people playing a prank or what?
What the hell? So like did they find anything or did they storm Area 51?
Honestly, I don't know, sir. No one has actually came out with anything.
God damn it, man. What's going on with the world? So okay. 2020 is coming to an end now, all the bullshit aside. Based on like your feel, like just your feel, right? You think 2021 will be better or like more bullshit?
I don't know, man. I'm studying it at home and I'm supposed to be going to school right now.
How does that make you feel?
Say, 5-digit loan on that. Staying at home. I don't know, man. Some people find it cool. I don't. I rather go to school. Then again, it'll either be worse or it'll be better, but it won't really affect me much. Because I'm just a student, as of now.
Honestly speaking, I feel 2021 will be worse. I'm not trying to jinx it or what, but I mean, when coming to the end of 2020, right, it seems like we are about to solve the issue. I mean, of course, just take COVID-19 as an example. We come with a vaccine. But then, like, it doesn't stop there, though. Like, we came out with the vaccine. But then afterward, they reported that the virus strand has mutated. So, I mean, based on this, I feel that like 2021 won't be that much better, you know? It's just a feeling, like,
one thing I can say for sure, right? It won't be that much different because everyone will still be wearing a mask, man.
Correct. It won't be that much different.
Yep.
Everyone will be wearing a mask, like, part of them, maybe, you know?
It's like essential needs, yeah, straight up. It's like, if you forget to wear a mask, you're dead. Pretty much dead.
If you forget to wear a mask, right, you better start running. Like, actually jogging.
It's like you're wearing what? You wear a fucking suit and then you have to run.
Yeah, too bad, man. It's a new workout routine for you. In that case, if you forget to wear your mask, you can be in a suit. You can be in a wheelchair. Better start running.
Better start rolling.
Oh, shit. Talking about wheelchair, right? Because recently I went to cycle. Then I literally saw this guy, he's wheelchair bound. So he's riding this special bike where he used his hand to cycle.
Oh, it's a three-wheel one, right? It's like got this additional wheel at the front one.
Correct.
Yeah.
And
like
I swear
wheelchair
I got,
cycling.
And his hand is jacked as fuck. imagine you cycle because your leg carry your whole body weight, so your leg is naturally stronger. So imagine now you have to cycle with your hand, right? And that area is the Changi area. So it's beside the airfield. It's damn long distance. His feet as hell. No joke. Like his hand is like his leg. That means if he slapped me one time, it's equivalent of getting kicked in the face with a hand.
With a leg. Yeah, with a hand.
With a hand. With the strength of the leg. So I'm like damn impressed. I see it's like And he's quite like, he's quite consistent some more. Like, our leg is dying already, by the way. So we are like, dude, this guy is insane.
Maybe he should learn. Crazy, is it? Maybe we should learn from him. Maybe we should learn from, you see, like, despite being wheelchair bound, he still has the discipline, the motivation.
Yes.
You know, looking at things, glass half full. He probably break the glass. It's like,
yeah,
you know, we need to learn from him, man.
Dude, he's saying jacks are serious. I mean, it's like, yeah, it's like COVID, you know how it affect you? You lost your job and shit, but it's like, there's always a silver lining, I guess.
Yeah, it's like, I ain't gonna get this shit, man.
But it's hard to really say because how good your life is or how bad your life is based on your perspective. If you have a very positive outcome, right, you can have a very, you lost everything, you lost your family, you lost your arm and leg, then, but you still feel positive, you know. Like, it's, I think it's your outcome in life, lah. Like, really how you look at it, lah. So
It's how you see the world, basically.
Yeah, I mean, there's some people that are like, have a lot of things, then they just lost one thing, then they're like, oh shit, I'm the saddest man in the world,
world.
Like, oh, I lost my Louis Vuitton wallet somewhere, now I have to settle for a Prada, I don't know. It's like, the fuck? Like, seriously? Like,
hey, but it's different people,
perspective, right? On your life. No one will judge you. Right? If you feel your life is shit, right? Your life is shit. That's it. Like, what you want?
So can I guess...
Lamborghini? You feel like your life is shit? Your life is shit, yeah.
I guess basically, if... Once you change your perspective, right? I think life will be better, lor, honestly.
But perspective won't change overnight, like. Some people are just born positive. Like, they're like, oh, very happy-go-lucky, you know. Then some people are just born... angry, you know, like if they play a game and then if they lose, they just smash their phone. Like some people are just like that.
You trying to say who?
Just saying.
But other than that, I think looking forward to 2021, you will never know once we live through it, man. And then we got more things to say at the end of 2021. It's like,
2021.
So, how's 2021, man?
2021, Singapore starts snowing.
Exist still.
They start seeing a lot of like rock, like just somehow pass by our atmosphere. This not actually hitting us, man. Though. It's just like, whoa, miss. miss. That's damn scary.
This is how we die, man.
They don't want you to die. They just want you to shit your pants. Just like
multiple times.
Oh, shit, it's fine, man. Just a cock teaser. Then when you start shitting your pants, like, then you die. 2021, looking forward to it.
Looking forward to it, man.
Yeah, bring it on.
But anyways, we have reached... actually, I forget how we end with this here. Shit.
We have reached the end of podcast. In 2021, I'm going to lose my job. Not because of COVID, because of myself. Haha.
What the fuck? Like, but I literally forget how we end with this. It's like...
So, follow us on Instagram.
At TCSS Podcast.
We have Anchor, Spotify, Facebook. YouTube. We don't have TikTok because we are
too old for that shit, man.
Yeah, we don't show our face. We don't have Twitter because honestly, I don't get how the application works.
I don't even think that's how we usually end the episode, man. But anyways, so social media, blah blah blah.
Yeah, this is I would say partly your fault because we should have pre-record this.
Always my fault.
Life, man.
Yeah. But I think...
five years later. Follow us on the... MySpace. God damn it.
Okay, but I guess we will see you guys in 2021.
Yes, Happy New Year. Have a positive outlook in life. Or don't. This is up to you, like, honestly. And
you know what? Just have a positive outlook in life, man.
Yeah. But... 2021 may not be better. It may be the same or worse. So just brace yourself. Like, embrace
just
it.
Just live, man. Just live, yeah, live through it.
You know, like, tell 2021, like, come. But if it starts snowing in Singapore,
then you shit your pants for you.
I don't know, like, I get to wear the jacket that I don't know why I bought it in the first place. So, yeah, snowing in Singapore, man.
Okay, see you guys, man. See you guys next year, where we will be coming back for season 2.
Yes. Maybe
season 2, where?
New things, more planning, stuff like that. I don't know.
Maybe, don't know.
Or if you are still alive in 2021, who knows?
Yeah.
We'll find out. Okay. Happy New Year.
See you guys. Happy New Year. Bye.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Hey, where's Ivan, huh?